Thank you.
Mathematical analysis of that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this nice introduction. Yeah, I would like to start thanking the organizer for giving me the possibility to share with you this rather new approach, trying to understand a problem we frequently find in compositional data analysis. So my field is usually compositional data analysis, and I will explain later more detail about it. Let me start saying that I will introduce today the T spaces, the product space T, and I'll comment the reason to call them T in a moment. This is joint work with two colleagues, Juan José Egozcue from the Technical University of Barcelona and David Lovell from the CSIRO Mathematics, Informatics and Statistics in Canberra, Australia. And this is the motivation example for this approach. A researcher from the CSIRO told us, I have phytoplankton abundances measured in a river along 14 years, and we would like to analyze not only the abundances, but also the total. And so this is just the first representation of the data. Here you see ILR coordinates, which I will comment. These are isometric log ratio transformations of the original data, and a total which is represented by the logarithm of the sum of the abundances, and a total represented by the geometric mean, the log of the geometric mean of the abundances. And in this picture, what was a surprise was that the different behavior in this period and in this period, we see a big change in the shape of the representation. So we thought for illustration purposes it would be good just to take the data before the date here, 1998, and after. So the partition is just motivated for illustration. We asked if there is a reason, like a lab change or a change of the people who took the samples or whatsoever, but up to now we don't have an explanation for this. So which is the background we had at the beginning when we started analyzing this? So compositional data, you probably know them all, are usually represented in percentages, parts per unit, parts per million. They are very frequent in the geosciences, in the economical sciences, in the biosciences, and the social sciences. I think in every field you find compositional data. When people have compositional data, they usually have, or frequently have, a total. The total is represented by abundances, mass, amount. In general, when the data are strictly compositional, they don't know the total or it is not informative. For instance, I came to compositional data analysis because I contacted with geologists. In fact, it was a professor who gave me the task, look at this problem, when I went for my PhD to Berlin. And the geologist usually takes samples, and the samples have different sizes. So to avoid the influence of the size of the sample, they used to normalize it to percentages. The composition of a rock. And this is the Professor Blacha asked me during breakfast, where does the name composition comes from? It comes, in fact, from the geosciences. They speak about the composition of a rock, either represented by minerals or represented by components like the iron, silica, and other components. And so to avoid the influence of the size of the sample, they used to represent the data normalized. Normalized, which means for them subject to a sum constraint. What is the usual approach to type of data where they think they have a total or where they have a total? Total abundances in the example I've just shown. So the usual approach was to represent the data either as elements of R plus D and taking simply logarithms of each component, or project the data in the simplex SD and take the total, which usually is taken to be the sum, in R plus. So we obtain a product space, a simplex times R plus, and we called it T. And now it's the time to explain why T. Because if you imagine a three-part composition, three components, is a simplex which can be represented in a triangle, an equilateral triangle. It is usually known among geologists as ternary diagram, among biologists as the Finetti diagram. But R plus is like an orthogonal axis to this simplex of three parts. And if you imagine how it looks like a Toblerone box. I think everybody who has small children or grandchildren knows Toblerone. So I wanted to call it not Toblerone, but I didn't get the right answer from the company in Switzerland. So I'm still waiting if I manage to get through them and call them Toblerone spaces. It's easy to imagine. An infinite Toblerone on one side. And that would be most enjoyable for all the children. So this is the reason to call it T-spaces. So our question or our reasoning was, is it equivalent to work here or here? Do you get the same results? Are they consistent, coherent with each other? And from compositional data analysis, what we know is that the simplex has an Euclidean space structure. This means we can work with tools that are developed for Euclidean spaces. So the first question was, is there an Euclidean space structure for RD plus and for T? If there exists one, and we were pretty sure there exists one, it is quite simple to obtain. The next question was, is there any relationship between both? Can we find out any relationship? And which is the total that is coherent with the representations? So we worked with the following assumptions. If we consider a simplex, and a simplex is a subset of real space, of the positive ordinate of real space, in fact, because no negative values are in a simplex, it's vectors with D components, and we represent it with square brackets. This was introduced by John Aitchison to denote row vectors, because the data are usually in a table represented each sample by a row. So we have a vector which is in RD plus, and we assume all components to be strictly positive and summing up to a constant. From compositional data, we know they can always be represented in this way. It's just a way of representation, although compositional data are much more general. The constant sum is no requirement at the beginning. It's just an equivalent representation. So we know we have a geometry here. We call it Aitchison geometry, but essentially to avoid confusion among practitioners. It is, in fact, an Euclidean type geometry. And it has all the properties of a Euclidean geometry. But when we say to an audience of geologists or bioscientists or so, Euclidean geometry, they only think real space. Real space with the standard Euclidean operations, the sum, the difference, the product, the ratio that we learned at school. So to avoid this confusion, we called it Aitchison geometry to honor John Aitchison, who was the first one who introduced a methodology for this type of sets. So we know it has a particular geometry, and we know that in R+, taking the logarithm, we can introduce an Euclidean type geometry. It's an Euclidean space of dimension one. And a log transformed component is a coordinate in the basis that depends on the logarithm we take. If we use, oh, it's not written here, if we use the natural logarithm, which is the standard one in statistics, then it is the basis is the element E. So we have two geometries, and we assume the total is a function of the components, some function. So, but it is in R+. So our first goal was to induce a Euclidean space structure in both spaces through the product space approach. This was the first idea, and as I said, I'll comment this immediately, but this was pretty simple. And then study forms of the total to induce an isomorphism between both spaces, because an isomorphism would allow us to understand which is, if they are equivalent or not, if results would be the same or not. So the Euclidean space structure of RD plus is easily obtained. It is just a product space of the Euclidean space structure of R plus. And it is suggested, in fact, by the geometry that was presented for compositional, was introduced for compositional data, and also for R plus with only one component. So we take the pairwise product, and if we take the pairwise product of two vectors in R plus, D, then we have, again, a vector in R plus, and it can be easily shown that this is an abelian operation. The external multiplication in R D plus is simply taking the power for each component, and this acts exactly as the multiplication in real space. And the inner product in R plus is the inner product in real space on the logs. So taking the logarithm of each component, and usually the log is the natural one, then we obtain an inner product. And from an inner product, we can derive a distance and a norm. So we have the tools for a Euclidean space. And as I said, it is pretty straightforward to show that all the properties hold that are necessary for this structure. So the plus operation, and we denote it with a circle to denote it is not the usual plus, but it works like a plus. So it is a shift in real space. It is an associative and commutative operation. It has a neutral element, which is the vector of ones. And it has an inverse element, which is taking simply the inverse ratio. Those who are familiar with compositional data analysis know these operations. You just apply the closure after each operation, and then you are in the simplex again. What about the external multiplication? The powering, as we say, it satisfies, again, all the properties of an external multiplication. And with those two operations, we have the vector space structure. And then we need an inner product to obtain a Euclidean space. So this was for me a surprise, not in this case, but in the case of compositional data, to recognize how important a first semester in linear algebra is important. Because it is basic, something that should be, in my opinion, be taught in a mathematics department at the beginning to the students. This is a space, these are spaces which can be drawn. So they have all the nice properties of Euclidean spaces. So this inner product is obtained as the inner product of the logs, but it can be shown that it is the inner product in the simplex plus d times the product of the logarithm of the geometric means. And this was the reason to show in the first picture the logarithm of the geometric mean, because we thought at that moment that the geometric mean would play a role. And this is the way to represent the distance, and I would like to point at this equation because it will turn up later. So let us go to the T-spaces. And the T-spaces have similar properties. We just call them, instead of plus perturbation, T powering and inner product. And so, as I said, the TW is a total, which can be the sum, the product, and there are different options that should be studied. We have studied just a few. So, as I said at the beginning, this is just a first step to understanding what are we doing when dealing with compositional data with the total. So, the T perturbation is defined exactly in the same way. We just take the sum in R plus and the sum in the simplex, and we apply it directly. And this gives an inner a sum or perturbation in the T space. The same for the powering. We apply it to each part of the product space, and we obtain a result that is completely analogous to the previous one. And finally, we can define in the same way an inner product. So again, we have a Euclidean space structure, and it satisfies all the properties that are standard. I'm not going into this detail. But the important thing is that, in fact, I will insist on the distance. It could be done with the inner product, but we are interested in the distances. And if you look here at the distance, it is defined in this way. And this distance in R plus is simply the squared logarithm of this total of W over the total of V, plus the Aitchison distance in the simplex. So there is a certain similarity between the previous distance, but here we have the geometric means. And we have a D, which don't appear directly in the other expression, although the geometric means could be identified with the total, but then we have to do something with the D, and it will come up in a moment. So, taking into account that we had these two possibilities, the usual one, taking the sum and the geometric means which appeared in the space in the distance in R plus D, we looked for a one-to-one transformation between both spaces, taking into account the structure of the two spaces I just commented. So if we take the product, this function from Rd plus to the t spaces is obtained as a product of the components, and I have put here in, for the moment arbitrary power delta and the closure of the vector w. So the closure projects the data into the simplex. The T of P, T sub P, projects them into R plus. And we have elements of the product space T. The same is here for the sum. TS will denote the operation of taking the sum of the components, and again the closure, so that we have the second part in the simplex. So it is directly easy to prove that HS is one-to-one. For HP, we need to take into account this property. X denotes the closure of W. So the geometric mean of the closed components equals the geometric mean of the components without closure divided by the sum of the components. So taking into account this property, it is possible to prove that HP is one-to-one. And the other properties are pretty straightforward, and we obtain that this is HP is an isomorphism, and for the case of the sum, it is not an isomorphism. Why? Because the image of this perturbation as defined previously is different from the perturbation in T of those images. And the problem is especially the sum. Because the sum of the product is not the product of the sums. The same as the power of the sum is not the sum of the powers. So HS is not an isomorphism, at least not with this space structure. So what do we need for that? So let me analyze a little bit more of the total. We saw this inequality, and we see that the distance in R plus D with the structure derived from the logs is always larger than the compositional distance, and the difference is this element. And that for the distance in the T space, we had this equation here. The squared h, the squared distance in the t space is the squared this h on distance plus the logarithm of the two totals, the ratio of the two totals. So we can simply take this element here, put it on the other side, and substitute the distance in the simplex, and we obtain this relation. And for this from this relation, if we take the total to be the sum product to a power delta, we obtain that if delta is 1 over the square root of d, d is the number of parts, then the distances are equal. If delta is larger than 1 over d, then the distance in the t-space is larger than the distance in r plus d, and if delta is smaller than 1 over the square root of d, then it is smaller. But the interesting result is this. If we take this product to the power of 1 over square root of d, then we have an isomorphism. And what does that mean? People working simply with the logs of components, if you have a set of measures which form parts of some whole, and you simply take logs, you are implicitly, although not knowing, maybe the fact that you are working with this total, which is rather strange. So in this case, we have cleared up one thing. What does it mean to work simply with logs? And according to David Lovell, my co-author, who works mainly in the biosciences, he says this is common. Most people take simply logs. So it is a strange way of analyzing the total, although it is possible. The question is do they have some kind of interpretation for a total like this? Obviously, if we have Euclidean spaces, we can, or if we have a one-to-one relationship between one Euclidean space and another set of data, we can induce a structure in the set of data where we don't have this Euclidean structure and induce a different Euclidean structure. So we consider a one-to-one transformation H that goes from Rd plus to the T spaces with a sum. And we consider it for two elements, W and V. So we get the sum of the W components, the sum of the V components, and here the closure of W and the closure of V. And we will denote them, the closed elements by X and Y, and the total vector by X tilde and Y tilde. So we can induce the structure of the T space into Rd plus, because people say they are interested in analyzing data with the total sum. So we have not found up to now a different structure for the T spaces, but this one is the Euclidean, so it will be isomorphic if a different structure is found, maybe some more interpretable one. So we can induce the perturbation or the sum in R plus D through taking simply the image of HW, the image of HV, perturb them in the T space, and take the inverse. And we obtain an abelian group operation which has this representation, which is not very nice. So working in the simplex with the sum implies working with the transformation in R plus D, which has this representation. For the external multiplication, we do the same. We take the image of W, we compute the multiplication into the T space, so the powering, T powering, and we take the inverse to get the plus powering in R+. And the expression for each component is this one here. Hmm? Again, not very nice. Hmm? And for the square distance in R plus D, we say simply it is the same as the square distance in the T space. And so we obtain it is the squared logarithm of the ratio of the two totals plus the Aitchison distance of the compositional part. So, to see some numbers, how this can be seen with the data that we had, remember they are phytoplankton abundances. And just to comment briefly, the ILR coordinates that were shown at the beginning are an orthonormal basis in the simplex for the 8 components that we had, which gives 7 parts. Mm-hmm. And so, but we can work, finally, turn the data, the results back to the simplex and see how they are, or to RDA plus, depends on what we want, and determine it with this, determine these elements with this space structure. The center is equivalent to the mean. It is the geometric mean of the components. And so here you have the 3 data sets, before 1998, after 1998, and BA is the whole set of data to be compared. And we see here the center in RD plus for the 8 components, which obviously vary from one set to the other. This was expected. And here we have the sum of these components. And here we have this strange geometric mean with 1 over square root of d. So this would be the tools for going into T spaces with the center. This is the metric variance that is known from compositional data analysis and can be computed over all components. It's the total variance in coordinates. And here we have the centers in the T space. And what I would like to point out is the total with the product, with this product, we get identical results. So this center or mean values of the total have been computed in R+. They are not taken from the other components. And here, they are taken as this geometric mean of these elements. Hmm? So, given that they are isometric, we expected the result that they are identical. Whereas we see that with the sum, we get a very different result for the numbers, which means that if you are analyzing the data with one way or the other, then you will interpret it as a total which behaves differently. So different researchers can arrive at different results. And this is a problem that is frequent in compositional data analysis, and it turns out here again. So in general, they are higher, although there is no inversion between the groups. Hmm? So, and here I'm going to show some biplots. The biplots are computed on the components in each space. Here you have the biplot for RD+, and here for the T space with the product. I forgot the P, I see. here in this plan, but you see here the logarithm of the product. Hmm? So obviously, the rays have a different behavior. There are different variables, so we don't expect them to be identical. But the shape of the data, the shape of the data is the same, because both spaces are isometric, so we will get the same biplot. The biplot is just a two-dimensional representation, or the two first principal components, and they are dominated by the data, not by the by the variables that are used to compute them. So they are identical in shape. So we see that we could analyze using statistical methods now anything on this data set in both spaces, if we are interested in this approach. Whereas if we take the sum, and here you have only the two T spaces, here with the product and here with the sum, which is very small here. By the way, I forgot to comment here in this picture. You see the total variance explained by the two first components is not very high, but it is around 0.55. But it is exactly the same in both representations. This is expected because they are isometric. In this case, the total variance explained with the product is larger than the total variance explained by the sum. And here we see that the shape of the arrows is dominated by the product, whereas the sum doesn't play too much role. So it is difficult to see in this plot because the influence of the product and the sum is strong. But the shape of these arrows is similar if you would eliminate this component. So this is what this is the state of the art where we are now. This is a first step to understanding what are people doing when they are analyzing their data. We work with data that are parts of a whole that have relative information. They can have abundances, they can have a total. And for the moment, the conclusion is somehow open. We have an easy comparison between the spaces, the two approaches. We know that there is a total represented by the product power to 1 over square root of t, which is an isomorphism with Rd plus here with the log geometry. So we know we would get the same results with any statistical analysis on the data. Whereas with the total as a sum, there is no isomorphism. Results can be different, and interpretation for and conclusions. And my concern in this case is that things like the phytoplankton data are used to analyze climate change and things like this. So the important part of this is the applications. The mathematics is pretty basic. So this is perhaps the most important conclusion. If people say, I am interested in the total sum of the components, then the messages do not work with logs, simply with logs, because it's not the same. So thank you very much for your attention. Oh. I've managed in time. Thank you.
I noticed at the beginning that my task will be very easy,
yeah,
because my life experience is that the women are usually more responsible than they keep to the time, right?
Yeah, thank
so
you.
So thank you very much. But anyway, because we have no time for a question, but is there a question? I think it's difficult at that time. But we, okay, at least two things I would like to say. First, no one will say the tabellone, that this word was used here.
Yeah, I hope so.
And the second, whenever I am now in airport and I will buy
tabellone
for grandchildren, right? Yeah. So I will remember you. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.